We got a lot of audio to play here, so let's get going. Let's do some ham radio. Ham
radio! And this is a ham radio adjacent special edition in honor of Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Which, what should I do? Give a time check and we can hit the open?
That was the open.
Oh. Our adjacent audio open?
Do you have another open? What do you mean?
Oh, I thought you sent them audio. Whoops. Anyways, so...
Oh, yeah, we have that. We can play that. I know what you're talking about.
All right.
Okay, hit it.
I love you, Dad. Gay.
So happy Father's Day.
Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Okay.
So, yeah, today's Father's Day, we thought it'd be special work in progress tradition, where we interview each other's dads. We each got each other's dads. I spoke first to DJ's father, Scott.
Indeed.
So this is the interview that I did, me ham, with DJ's dad, Scott. Enjoy.
Hey, Matt.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Great.
So DJ told you what we're going to do here?
Very basically, yes.
Okay. All right, so talk a bit about DJ growing up. Did you expect big things out of him, or did you know early in his childhood that he was going to be a disappointment?
For sure. Huge disappointment. And he has surprised me to become a great success.
What, in your opinion, is DJ's greatest achievement as a human being?
Getting to know Matt Birmingham, probably number one. And close behind, meeting Justin. That was definitely the Monty success that put him over the edge.
So outside of the two of us, he really hasn't done anything in his life? Nothing?
No.
Oh, that's not right. Good to hear.
No, that's a huge success.
I guess. So what would be the defining instance, if you could pinpoint something, to be his greatest failure?
Well, actually, his greatest failure was his greatest success. In college, he was about to drop out because his grades were not too great.
Indeed.
And I told him, just come on home and work at Jack in the Box. I said, but, Dad, you don't understand. There's this radio career right in front of me. I was like, well, you can come work at Jack in the Box. We'll worry about the radio later. And believe it or not, he has turned that into a huge success, and he's a star in the making now.
Relative.
What was his role at Jack in the Box?
Eating tacos. That was the thing he did best in life, was eat those 99-cent, two tacos for 99 cents. That was his crowning achievement up before the ticket.
Okay.
Can you pause it real fast?
So DJ...
They're $2 now. It's a real disappointment.
Oh,
it's really cut into my taco eating.
Why was your dad so dead set on you working there? Do you want a free sourdough jack?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
That was the threat my entire high school. Anytime anything went wrong, it was... You can just go to a trade school. You're probably not cut out for college. So it was always threatening to be plumber or, you know, something like that, which, looking back, that probably would have been a good career
but
choice.
But your crowning achievement up until radio was eating tacos.
Just the massive amount of fast food that I could eat, yeah.
I would love to meet DeVry, DJ.
Okay, more with his interview with his dad. So DJ will always tout his heritage. Does it make you angry that he leans so heavily into Hispanic culture but doesn't speak a word of Spanish? Or are you pleased that behind the scenes he's a proud Aryan like you because of prison?
Very disappointing. His mother and I are so disappointed about that he's not bilingual.
Are you yourself bilingual?
I am 1.5 lingual.
You're slightly lingual?
Slightly.
Okay. Why doesn't he learn Spanish? I mean, it's like he's got a lot of incentive to do so. Is it laziness or just stubbornness?
Yes, both.
What do you think needs to happen to push
him
towards? Hey, maybe
I can answer that. I'd have to talk to my girlfriend twice as much. So that's why I'm not learning Spanish.
Or what about anyone here?
Yeah. Well, you don't speak Spanish to me that often.
I don't mean me.
Usually, we can communicate plenty well in inglés. All right, okay. Continue.
Both.
What do you think needs to happen to push him towards, hey, maybe I should learn another language so I can understand girlfriend and her mom?
That's a good question. Perhaps if he dated someone of a different heritage, he would finally learn Spanish.
Oh, God. Okay. Can you give me your perspective of the flip-flop story? Do you know what I'm referring to?
The what story?
The flip-flop story.
Oh, you'll have to refresh me on that one.
I think DJ was visiting you when you were in prison.
Oh,
yeah.
It was very typical DJ. They drove 350 miles or whatever, and they got there. His brother said, let's go in, and of course, DJ had forgotten his shoes, so he didn't have any shoes. It was very DJ. That was classic DJ.
All right, okay, pause. So when you go visit someone in a correctional facility, they don't let you just wear sandals. You have to wear closed-toe shoes for some reason because it's not the beach. I don't know.
Even if you drove 5 hours to get there?
Even if you drove 5 hours to get there.
That doesn't factor in.
All right.
And I've never been yelled at in my life like I was by my brother of how what an idiot I was that this happened.
You left your drink glass at home!
he's way whiter than I am. All right, continue.
That's classic, DJ.
Okay,
anything that happens before 3 in the afternoon, he can't be responsible for.
Oh, my God. Even at 3 o'clock, he's almost useless.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to tell me.
Yeah, it's very fortunate now that he works a shift that starts at 3, so we're getting him right as he's beginning to gain consciousness for the day.
Yep.
I don't know how he makes it to work, really.
I don't either.
That's really pushing it, that 3 o'clock.
Yeah. So, what are your feelings about dog birthday parties?
I get invited, and reluctantly, I'm drugged to it. I have zero interest in it.
Do you partake in the costuming?
No. I partake in nothing. I wash my hands with the whole thing.
Okay. So, piggybacking off the dog stuff, do you think DJ's ever incorporated his dog costume into bedroom fun with the missus?
Oh, there's no doubt. That's the whole routine. There's no doubt.
A dog and pony show, both literally and metaphorically?
Yeah, I'm sure that's woven in there somehow.
So you talked about this earlier before he became a radio man, where he worked at Jack in the Box. But if DJ was not a radio man, where do you think he would turn his talents to? Maybe like a sex worker or something really demeaning like that?
That's not demeaning. That's a high-level job.
Okay, but would that be the field he'd probably turn to if he wasn't in radio?
No, I think he'd probably be a highly respected doctor or something like that, lawyer, one of those highbrow, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
no chance.
Something way below the ticket.
Okay, but respecting is kind of a stretch there for those two with him.
Okay, that's true. let's see. Maybe garbage man.
They make good money.
Up in the morning, though.
Yeah, that would be a big issue. If they do nighttime garbage pickups, maybe.
I think nighttime garbage probably, you probably hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
Maybe a new field there.
Yeah, he could corner the market.
Yes.
What is more concerning to you about DJ? The fact that he no doubt gambles on every sporting event, such as probably his nephew's Little League baseball games, or that he spends way too much money on obscure baseball cards and he's probably going to be living on the street within 7 months?
They're both pretty disappointing, but I would say betting on every game. I hear about all the winners, but I never hear about all the losers.
Yeah, he tells me every day about the cards that he buys. And how one day he's going to hit it big.
Yeah, he got that bad from me because I collected from an early age, so I had a lot of 60s stuff and all that.
So here at the station, DJ downplays how much he likes Caitlin Clark. Is that just for show and he's really infatuated with her, or does he just like Iowa basketball that much?
He's not into Caitlin at all.
Okay.
He tolerates women's basketball, but he doesn't really want any part of any of that.
Okay, yeah. He always says too white and too flat is what I always hear about her.
Oh, there's no doubt.
Just maybe one more. If you could impart any words of wisdom onto DJ, what would it be? Would it be to avoid jail time?
Ride Ham and Monty's coattails to the top. Just keep hanging on. And hope you never get the morning shift again.
Rely on us, essentially.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Don't try and do it yourself. Just ride off the coattails. It always works better that way.
Yeah, and that's more of his speed, too, because it's too much to expend energy to try to do something on your own.
Oh, yes. he knows that well.
And there you have it. That is awesome. My interview with DJ's dad for Father's
Day. You would not
Day.
Be a good lawyer because all of your questions are super leading.
What?
You're like, does DJ suck or does he really suck a lot at sucking?
Going into it, I was like, all right, how much can I just S on DJ? And he's right there with me.
He doesn't need leading.
Yeah, your dad just, had no problem offering it up himself.
Tee him up and he will go. There's no question.
That's great.
That was a pretty honest assessment there.
Yeah. All right, we're going to have to take a break. I don't think we can start these next ones. When we come back, we'll do some Sunday brunch. We'll hear me talking to Ham's dad and DJ talking to my dad. Next, a work in progress.
Yeah, especially when he's running bases. You know, he wasn't the fastest kid on the team, if you will.
Yeah, it's not hard to read between the lines on what they're trying to say with that nickname there.
Yeah, that's one thing in our family. We're not runners. We're athletic, but we have no speed.
I'm right there with you. I am not fast at all. I'm very slow twitch for sure. So you went with the name Justin. We don't have a lot of Hispanic heritage up here at the Ticket. It's just me and Justin are both half. Did you consider ever a more traditional Hispanic name for Justin, like Hector or something like that?
Hector?
Not really. No. I figured the last name was enough. You know, it's a pretty big word, a pretty big name.
Gave him a crap name.
And then his middle name is Robert, which is named after my wife's father.
Way to go, DJ.
So Justin Robert Montemere seemed to roll pretty good. So that's why what we named him.
It does flow pretty nice. Should the Cowboys keep rolling with Dak Prescott, you think they should move on?
Oh, boy.
I've been off the Dak Prescott wagon 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So
You've more than moved on.
I moved more than I religiously watch the Cowboys every Sunday. It doesn't matter where I'm at, what I'm doing. I tried working during a Cowboy game in a restaurant, and about halftime, I think, that's it, guys. I got to go home. I got to watch the Cowboys. I can't do it. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Who do you think's going to win the U.S. Open this weekend?
What question is that?
We don't have time for this.
The guy that ran over that security guard. What's his name?
Scotty Scheffler.
Yes, him.
All right. That's all the questions I got. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Likewise, DJ, and thanks for doing this on Father's Day. It's a very, very special moment.
He said likewise, finally. I'm waiting for that. Man, so your dad intentionally crapped all over you. My dad was just like, yeah, he was a little fat kid. He used to just spew crackers everywhere. He was a real pee on the
fastball. Little bugs scare him.
Only thing he didn't mind was jumping up and down with knives in his hands. All right, let me grab that cord from you. Should we carry this over for one more? We're freaking late again.
I think we carry this thing up.
We got an update, yeah.
So. Yeah, well, all right. Coming up next, we'll round out the show with me talking to Ham's dad next on the Ticket.
Ham Radio Jr. Jr.
Intralectic?
Intralectrical? Like, he's got ham for it. It's fine. He's like ham.
That makes him one of us.
He's very, intellectual, if you will. He's very intelligent, and especially in sports. So I knew it had to be. He'd be in something associated with that. He collected cards as a kid, and he could throw out facts that other people don't really, or really can't do, if you will. Even to this day, he's kind of got a photographic memory, people on teams and like, oh my God, how do you know this? In school as well, his teacher once told us we had you meet the teacher and all that. So they had to limit him to 10 questions a day. I'm like, okay, tell us more about this. He would always have his hand up asking questions, so she literally limited him to 10 questions per day. So.
So he was a strong student throughout his entire academic career.
Well,
too?
Pause real quick. Shout out to my dad for not taking your bait. What was it like when your son got a bunch of notoriety for you?
Yeah.
Jerk.
I'm just being honest.
Whatever.
Here.
You can put your hands down.
Well, Ham can't talk. Okay.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
Damn it.
And he really didn't take academics very seriously, but, just by default, he always made good grades, and you know, was very like I said, was you know, a cut above other people.
Going back to the Monty childhood, were there any notable embarrassing moments or embarrassing situations that you look back on now and laugh, but maybe at the time it wasn't quite as funny?
Oh yeah, there's so many to relate to, but well, the biggest one I think.
Yeah, we
had him great. Had him great.
You know, he was always very, you know, intellectual, if you will. He's very.
I went back
for
embarrassing.
I
didn't mean to go back that far.
Oh yeah, there's so many to relate to, but the biggest one I think that comes to my memory, and you know, my wife and I both worked jobs, and she'd work during the day, and I usually worked at night in a fast food industry, as you well know, managing. So I would take care of, you know, the boys during the day, and we'd, you know, pass a baton, you know, between. But one day, I heard something going on in his room, and, you know, Lord and behold, I hear, you know, a bunch of jumping and stuff. I walk in there, and I forget how old he was, maybe 7 or 8. Kobe was barely a baby, was barely out of diapers. But anyway, I walk into his room, and that's back when the Ninja Turtles were real popular, and you know, he always had the cartoons and all that. He's jumping up and down on his bed with 2 steak knives, and he's playing, and I'm like, ting, 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 and I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what are you doing? You know, felt terrible as a parent at the time, and of course, we had to hide all of our knives since. But I just can't imagine.
Dad, I'm going to lose this leg. Let me have this. Oh, let me have this on the bed.
This would be way cooler if I do it this way.
You're going to wish I could do this later.
The worst, if you will.
Did he have any interesting sports moments where, say, something didn't work out for him? I know that I had some embarrassing on-field moments from time to time. What about Monty?
Not you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can wonder. I remember fondly is he was in junior high, and there was this kid that was a running back, Justin. His name was Justin as well. I forget his last name. He went to play college football as well.
Okay.
But anyway, he was Justin was playing a defensive lineman. Anyway, Justin made a break on the sidelines, if you will, running up the field, and Justin, you know, as a defensive lineman, ran over and pretty much had him, was, you know, about ready to, you know, to make a really good tackle on him. But then he realized how fast Justin was running and how strong he is, he backed off.
That is a lie.
And let him go by, you know. And I can't say I blame him, because he probably would have been the one on the ground versus the other guy.
He made a business decision. He knew it wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
You're denying this?
That's such a lie. Well, the play he's talking about happened, but I never had a chance to tackle Justin.
That could have been your Larry Allen moment where you chased him down from behind 30 yards.
He blew right by me. I had no chance of tackling him.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to bring that story up when you said that. I haven't heard him bring that up in a decade. I knew he was going to say that.
I think his name was Justin Johnson. Yeah, that's his name. I think he's a coach now at in Houston.
He's really good.
Do you think he remembers that story the same
way?
No way.
Not a chance.
I blew past this fat kid. Just roasted him.
Yeah. At least he had the word "past" in there.
He was quite the athlete at the time.
Man, if Justin would have made that tackle, though, imagine some scout might have seen him and taken him under his wing. Who knows what we might be talking about now?
Self-fulfillment alone.
Any other embarrassing stories from his childhood, just something that you look back on fondly?
Yeah, I mean, sports-related, I mean, fishing, I guess. I've always had a bass boat, and I was on Lake Ray Hubbard one time in my bass boat, and Justin decided to come with me, and, of course, he's got his bag of snacks. You know, the boy likes to eat.
That has not changed. I can confirm that.
So anyway, we're fishing near the shoreline close to a fishing pier. So there was people obviously within ear contact of us. Anyway, Justin Factor, he's got his mouth full of crackers in his mouth. And unfortunately, he's more of a city guy than a country guy. A dragonfly flies by, you know, buzzing by. And he, I don't know if you know this, but he's very scared of bugs, you know, very paranoid about it. That dragonfly came by him, and he just yelled, crackers coming out of his mouth, you know, over the place. And I'm like, what's wrong, you know? And he was just, never seen a dragonfly before, so.
They can be a little intimidating if you've never seen one before. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they're harmless, but but you know, shame on me for not getting them more outdoors. You know,
it's a big peanut. You know what?
Different between a dragonfly and a red wasp or something like that.
Did Monty have any nicknames whenever he was growing up?
Oh boy. one was Turtle.
Turtle,
because. Yeah, especially when he's running bases. You know, he wasn't the fastest kid on the team, if you will.
Yeah, it's not hard to read between the lines on what they're trying to say with that nickname there.
Yeah, that's one thing in our family. We're not runners. We're athletic, but we have no speed.
I'm right there with you. I am not fast at all. I'm very slow twitch, for sure. So you went with the name Justin. We don't have a lot of Hispanic heritage up here at the Ticket. It's just me and Justin are both half. Did you consider ever a more traditional Hispanic name for Justin, like Hector or something like that?
Hector?
Not really. No. I figured the last name was enough. You know, it's a pretty big word, a pretty big name.
Game of crap name.
And then his middle name is Robert. Which is named after my wife's father.
Way to go, DJ.
So Justin Robert Montemere seemed to roll pretty good. So that's why what we named him.
It does flow pretty nice. Should the Cowboys keep rolling with Dak Prescott,
oh,
or do
boy.
You think they should move on?
Oh boy!
I've been off the Dak Prescott wagon 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So
you've more than moved on.
I moved it more than I religiously. Watch the Cowboys every Sunday. It doesn't matter where I'm at, what I'm doing. I tried working during a Cowboy game in the restaurant, and about halftime, I think, that's it, guys. I got to go home. I got to watch the Cowboys. I can't do it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Who do you think's going to win the U.S. Open this weekend?
What question is that?
We don't have time for this.
The guy that ran over that security guard. What's his name?
Scotty Scheffler.
Yes, him.
All right, that's all the questions I got. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Likewise, DJ, and thanks for doing this on Father's Day. It's a very, very special moment.
He said likewise, finally. I was waiting for that. Man, so your dad intentionally crapped all over you. My dad was just like, yeah, he was a little fat kid. He used to just spew crackers everywhere. He was a real
scared of everything. Little bugs scare him.
One thing he didn't mind was jumping up and down with knives in his hands. All right, let me grab that cord from you. Should we carry this over for one more? We're freaking late again.
I think we carry this thing up.
We got an update, yeah.
So. Yeah, well, all right. Coming up next, we'll round out the show with me talking to Ham's dad next on the Ticket.
Ham Radio Jr.
Judas Priest Invincible Shield Tour USA 2024 comes to the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory on October 26th. For more information and tickets, go to LiveNation.com, head over to the Ticket.com contest page, and register now for your chance to win a pair of tickets. Suck on that one, Dad.
Oh.
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, I brought it back, though. It's nice.
Yeah. What a nice little message for old Papa. All right, 11:37. This is Work in Progress. Monty, DJ, and Ham. Let's round out today's show, I guess, with the whip around.
Ham, Radio, Junior.
Three straight weeks off.
Yes!
So now, as we budgeted our time poorly...
Usually golf updates.
Yay. We will play part three of we interview each other's dads. Ham, you talk to DJ's dad. DJ talked to my dad. And now I talk to your dad, Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you, sir?
Doing good, Monty. How's your bottom?
It's doing fine in all regards. Thank you for asking.
Happy to hear it.
Got a few questions for you. Should be pretty painless.
Okay.
First one, did you introduce Ham to the ticket? And if you did, what were your shows of choice?
Oh, yeah, I introduced him to the ticket. I used to do some vending on the weekend, so I'd always take him and his brother with just to try to get a little work out of him. And I would always have it on. It'd be the rant, and I'd have to turn it off. But, yeah, I used to listen to Hardline. You know, I still do. I listen to all the shows pretty much. Lately, last few months, not as much. I've been working a bunch. But other than that, especially when Matt was on the top 10, I'd really get to hear everything because you get a little bit of everything.
So you were driving them around doing child labor and making them listen to the rant, huh?
Yeah. Well,
boy.
I would have to cut the rant off. Usually, you know how those guys are.
Yeah.
I'd listen for a while, and then when it get a little bad, I'd have to change it.
I got you. So what did you think Sam was doing when he was a kid?
That's
what?
Cheap.
What do you mean?
Straight ripped from Gordo.
Yeah,
ripped what?
You might as well do fake Jerry there. Yeah. It would be just as equally
You're
stolen.
Looping his laugh. Moron.
You have the funny laugh. You can't help it.
All right.
Change it.
I got you. So what did you think Ham would do as a career when he was a kid?
Jeez.
By the way, we all use that question.
That's kind of a neutral, easy question to ask.
Jeez. Well, I don't know.
Anything? Anything that made money?
Anything, yeah. I don't know. He's always acting. He could have been an actor, I think. You know, he's always been pretty damn creative. Sports were never his highest point, though. But he was interested in them. He just... he didn't participate in them a lot.
Okay, so he didn't play sports as a kid. That was going to be one of my next questions.
Yeah, he did a little bit. He played a year or two of baseball, a year of soccer. When he played soccer, he was usually a goaltender, and he would just kind of lean up against the post. And
not the best goalie style.
He was confident in his teammates were going to take care of everything. And, he, you know... And then when he played baseball, he was really into sliding. I swear, if he got a walk, he would slide. But as skinny as he was, he'd run like hell and then just dive and go flying. And,
barely disturb the dirt.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so do you know what's his favorite sport? Is it baseball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, do you feel like he's pretty confident in knowing the basic rules of baseball?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And so far in this event...
Oh, you brought him audio?
Yeah, I think so.
Taken for another ball. Count now, 2-1. And oh.
Yeah, I think so.
This first, second pitch is
softball, different.
Yeah, different rules.
Yeah, different rules.
Over into the stands.
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, so at what point did you and your wife realize you made a mistake introducing Ham to the drums?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I don't know. I was just trying to get him interested in anything to have a hobby, you know. And I went to buy him a bass guitar, I think it was, and I took him to the music store and ended up leaving buying his brother a lead electric guitar, and he didn't want anything. And then finally he decided to drum until he got a drum, and then he didn't want it anymore. But we just made him keep at it, and he ended up loving it. His mom used to get in there and act like she was practicing, which would drive him crazy because she would do it all wrong. And then he'd get in there, take the sticks away, and start showing her how to do it. You know, he's always been real musical.
Talking to Ham's dad.
You did a reset.
Do you also enjoy the Guantanamo Bay hunger strike torture music that Ham likes, the screaming metal?
No, not at all. I like the music. I don't like the screaming. I like the, some of it jammed out pretty good. Even the stuff that he made, you know, was really, the music was good. The screaming, I could go with
the growling. Yeah. The growling becomes too much. Okay. So I want to ask you about this because Ham's brought this up a few times before about the kind of food incentive program that y'all had to introduce to him as a kid to get him to try new things. Was that prominent when he was a child, or was that a one-off? Like, can you tell me a little bit about that?
No, it was prominent. Matt, you know, of course, would never want to eat anything. We take him to the doctor, and they say he's 90% in height and, you know, 10% in weight. The doctor goes, feed him anything he wants. If he'll eat it, give it to him. You know, doesn't, I don't care if it's chocolate shakes or whatever. So,
by the way, that's how one of my chihuahuas was when they were like 16. They were like, just give them whatever food they'll take.
Yeah, I have a diet of a chihuahua.
That's how you were.
My big go-to that he always liked was Chick-fil-A, so I'd get him to eat that. But, yeah, he's always been super picky and, you know, just a pain in the ass to try to get him to eat. I tried everything, paying him, forcing him, you know, just, but you know, he'd spit it right back at you if he didn't want it. So he was a real battle.
And I'm sure you thought as an adult he might grow out of some of that. And
yeah,
to his credit, he stuck with his gun since he was a little boy.
Well, believe it or not, he's better than he was.
Were you shocked at all by his okra moment?
Yes. Yes and no. I mean, he's always coming up some crazy-ass stuff that you were like, what in the world are you thinking, boy? But, yeah, so yes and no that he thought it was fish. I mean, he just can't explain that stuff.
It's so great. I love every part of it. Okay, what is the most trouble that Matt got into either at home or at school that you can remember?
Let's see. Most of the time it was just when he was a little kid, the biggest thing he would do was he'd always be dressed up like Batman, of course, or a pirate, or you know, all kinds of stuff, you know, and he would always be sneaking around hiding, and when I'd come walking through Hook, he was Captain Hook a lot. He would go and draw a mascara mustache on him, and I mean, he was a little kid, and he'd come out with his hook and his sword, and I'd be walking through the house, and he'd attack me all the time. You know, he'd always be coming up behind me, putting sword through my throat and stuff like that, you know.
By the way, pause moment.
Yeah, Bird Woman in the background there.
I had a couple of questions that I was going to ask your dad. When I heard Bird Woman in the background, scrap those.
Oh, yeah.
didn't want to get to that with your mom sitting there.
Sword through my throat and stuff like that, you know. That was his main thing.
Okay, one more question for you. Did you ever have to have the birds and the bees talk with Matt?
You know, I don't remember that.
Or did you just toss him a magazine and tell him to figure it out?
I might have. I'm not really the film. He had the film at school. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Oh, shit. I was at the office one day, and I was with a couple other engineers. We're all sitting there, and Matt calls me and tells me he saw the film in school. And did I know about all that, how that stuff works? He was going to explain it to me. I don't think he must have really caught out all the way, or he wouldn't even been here. But, yeah, he was very fascinated in all that and telling me about all of it, you know, different lengths and how things happen. And
oh, gosh.
Yeah, exactly. But I was dying laughing, and, you know, here I got these guys sitting around me, and they're all looking at me like, what the hell are you doing over there? Yeah.
No, oh,
no, you know, they're like, oh, my God.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, once again, I really appreciate you talking to me, and I hope that you and your wife know you raised an amazing son. I'm very delighted to call him
gay,
a friend.
Gay,
he's been a friend
gay,
of mine for a long
gay.
Time now.
You're being gay.
I love him to death, and yeah, happy Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have a great show.
Oh.
I need to promote you more.
Oh, and a nice little message there at the end. Yeah.
Where's he going to promote us?
I don't know.
That is an awesome laugh.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good time. One.
Yeah, they showed us the sex ed video in school.
And you thought you needed to tell your dad.
Yeah. Dad, you're not going to believe this.
They did that in your sex ed video?
Sex?
No. Anyways, from the DJ interview, if we're doing a best of or behind the scenes, I also had a clip that I edited out because I knew if I left it in the interview with DJ's dad, Scott, it would have stopped things down. You guys wouldn't have been able
would
to
have
continue.
Distracted from the point.
Yeah.
What we're doing.
Connor, do you have that? Why doesn't he learn Spanish? I mean, it's like he's got a lot of incentive to do so. Is it laziness or just stubbornness? Which I guess is another word for laziness.
Yes.
Not really.
Both.
Both. What do you think? needs to happen to push him towards, hey, maybe I should learn another language so I can understand girlfriend and her.
But yeah, let's hear that isolated.
What do you think?
Like he swallowed a bug.
Yeah. What do you think?
He choked on a bug.
Oh, my crackers would have went flying.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What do you think?
Oh, well, I'm glad you edited that out because I wanted to hear what he had to say. I wanted to hear the guy who's roasted DJ more than any of us combined.
Man, if only we could aspire
old
to that
Scott
much
Ringenberg.
Roasting.
A lifetime of it.
He knows how to cut you to your core. All right, well, that was fun. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's
Happy
Day,
Father's
everybody.
Day.
Men and women alike.
What about the deadbeat dads?
They're still dads.
I don't know if we're giving it to them, though.
They may be fathers, but they're not a dad.
That's a good way to put it right
there. Yeah.